invite you to close your eyes and simply relax in this moment, in this space that you have created for yourself. There is nothing to do. There's simply an allowance to receive an energy that comes pouring through from the Kryon entourage. And the Kryon entourage is here to support humanity in these very exciting times where we are moving into new paradigm of how collectively humans treat each other on the planet. And the very fact that you are here on the earth right now, you are a part of this change in paradigm. And the impact that you have to everyone around you is enormous. It's huge, it's massive. And you are so known and loved by Spirit, who sees us in the multidimensional form that we exist in. And so again, there is nothing to do. Simply relax and receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the month where we start to examine that which we have called the gifts and tools of the New Age. The New Age is not really a New Age at all. It is an age that we have called the shift, something that has been occurring since the precession of the equinoxes that was told by the indigenous and prophesied by many. 2012 is the date that you might remember that this was targeted. And subsequently, since then, we have seen the changes on this planet that I came 33 years ago to tell you about. It's here. It's happening. And with it, there is a great awakening of those who would call themselves old souls. Again, there are those listening, perhaps, and wondering, are you an old soul, and what is an old soul? I will tell you this, you probably would not be watching this unless you were one. It's simply that which is a soul who has been through many lifetimes on the planet, and you're a little more savvy about how things work because of it. And how things work also is an awakening to who you might be in the scheme of things in a sacred way. Who are you? Have you been here before? Is there something called a creator? Is there a bigger picture than you were told by anyone on the planet that you're starting to sense, identify with? Is there perhaps a larger goal of why you are alive, why you exist, what is the meaning of life, is actually starting to become something you're asking yourself about, and it's making sense. What if before you there was a great deal more than you thought? We talk about these things, and we talk about the elusiveness in human nature of kindness and compassion, transparency. All of these things, if you haven't noticed, are starting to appear. And there are those who are objecting, and we have told you that almost every channel, that this light that is starting to occur on the planet is starting to have those who don't want it. They would like to swat it away. They would like to say that all of these movements toward the lack of corruption and all of these movements toward the essence, perhaps, of of things belonging in integrity, instead of the way they have been for eons, that these things are perhaps just flashes in the pan and they shouldn't be there. And there are those who want to get rid of them before they fester, perhaps, with the public and become something the public really wants. All of this because there are those invested in dark energy. They're invested in it because it keeps those human beings in the dark, in an old energy, instead of an awakening energy that will create new leaders, that will create new ways and new systems. My partner, he apologized becoming nerdy today. I will tell you, that's because I have given him so many things to look at that would change the way everything worked. Sustainable energy systems forever without using any resources of the planet. How about that? Desalinization of water in real time where you need it the most in the big cities along the coasts. How about that? All of the things that you have needed for so long that seem to be so elusive because of your limited physics suddenly open up. That is coming. It's coming with an awakening consciousness that will not weaponize it. That's coming. Now you know why it's taken a little while. The gifts and the tools that we are talking about this month are the ones that come with an awakening consciousness. And we've given you two so far. This is the third. And these are things that are needed and necessary to soothe that which is part of being a human that some of you struggle with. Sometimes it's seen as a tool. Sometimes it's seen as a gift. This one will be seen as a gift. I'll tell you. I'll identify it and you'll see why. Oh, dear ones. How many of you have that which is something you cannot control? It's sorrow. Sorrow over the passing of a child, for instance, or any loved one, for instance, to the extent that it controls you every time you think about it. And you think of the unfairness of it, and you call to God and say, why me? Why them? It's a blackness of the heart that visits you on a regular basis. You see, I know all about it because I see you. I see the weeping when no one knows you're weeping. I see the feelings that come forward. I see the tears. What if you could have victory over that? The memory can exist without the sorrow. What a gift that would be if you could have that in your life. Do you see how that might clear the way for joy? It's tough to have a joyful countenance, a continuous one that's natural and uplifting for others when there are times where you have to hide. And you have to go back to that, which is sorrowful. There are so many ways to get through this. And psychologists and psychiatrists, they spend a lot of time trying to help those through these kinds of emotions. It's common to humanity. And I am telling you now, as an awakened old soul, that you could have victory over it. And you might say, well, how would that work? It's either there or it's not there. These things have either happened or they haven't happened. Kryon, how do you take them away? And the answer is you don't take them away. You take the reaction to them away. And every single time you might have had the reaction of tears and the blackness and the ugliness that is there of that sorrow. What if it could be replaced by a warm feeling of their remembrance, perhaps even of them standing next to you saying, you know, it's okay. It really is okay. I'm still here. I'm still here. What if you could have that? What if you could have that on an ongoing basis that was so real to you that you would never go to the dark place again, and instead you would go to a love place? Oh, you could still shed tears, but they would be tears of joy that you have victory over sorrow. How would that feel to you? Now you kind of know where we're going with the circle of 12 tonight, don't you? Because you're going to get that gift. There are some who say, well, you know, I really don't need that one because I haven't really lost anyone and I don't have that. What if you had that gift on a shelf ready to go, just in case you needed it? It is then that you would understand it, dear one. This is for every human being. Some of you need it more than others. Some of you will need it in the future. But it is a gift indeed. It's a gift that is a gift of wisdom and maturity, of one who knows how to avoid the sorrow, and it then becomes an example for everyone else. Where they will look at you and they'll know what has happened in your life, or they will know of your sorrow. It's hard to hide it from friends. And they will ask you, you've changed. What have you done? How have you got this victory over something that was so prevalent in your life? And you never have to tell them anything strange or unusual. You could just tell them, you're starting to feel the love that is there instead of the sorrow that is there. You're starting to appreciate how life works and how the Creator works with you. Dear ones, this is one of the biggest gifts of the series. And some know that. So stand by for tonight when later you'll be handed that gift by that beautiful golden higher self of your own, because that's what's going to happen in just a few minutes. These are the things that I love to tell to the old souls that are here, that might want to watch this program yet again to get the feelings that are here to absorb the love for you from the universe, the love for you by the creative source, to someone who was born magnificent, not dirty, and who has realized that fact and has indeed started to absorb a bigger truth, perhaps one that was never given to you until now. I hope that is you. There will be those who will hear this in the future that are not here at the moment. But the now is the now, and I will tell you that it's just as potent anytime you realize it. And it's always just for you. I'm crying in love with humanity, and for good reason. And so it is.